The World Is Just a Book Away is an anthology edited by USC Professor James Owens that captures the stories of how books and reading inspired some of the world's most prominent people. Recognizing the life-changing nature of reading, Owens set out in 2002 to create a moving book. At first glance, the 60 contributors to the anthology may not seem to have much in common, yet they all share their personal love of books and reading. The book takes readers on a journey through personal stories from five Nobel Peace Prize laureates, actors, royalty, world leaders, scientists, humanitarians, and many more. Owens is a professor of management communication at the University of Southern California Marshall School of Business, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
Very nice to have you on the program. So, briefly mentioned it in the introduction, but give us a sense of how this collection came about.
It really started with an idea around 2001, and I've always read a lot, and I was really sort of running out of ideas about things I wanted to read next, and I was also attending a lot of conferences at that time and meeting a lot of different people, and I was inspired by a lot of the people I heard, and I just thought, wouldn't it be an interesting idea to talk to inspirational people about the books that inspired them, and then I'd have this great reading list of books to read in the future. And I thought, naively at the time, I thought I'd start the book and that would take me a year or so, and then I'd have this great reading list for myself, and I'd be able to share that with others. And in 2002, The World Is Just a Book Away started with its first submission, in fact, on November 27th, so almost exactly 15 years ago, from Fess Parker, who played Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett. Right. And then, as I said, I initially thought it would be a year, and now we're 15 years later, and the book is published.
What were you looking for? Did you have criteria? Was there certain criteria that you wanted to meet?
Mostly I was most interested in talking to people from different sectors who inspired me. And I certainly had a target list of people I wanted to have in the book. But also I was very open to people I met, and of course, networking and referrals were crucial to this, because most of these people are extremely busy. So it's challenging to reach them.
When you put out the master list, is that how this works? And then you just start checking it off?
Well, I that was the idea, really. But
then what happened?
One of the lessons I learned in doing this is when you do a project, probably like most projects, people, especially people who are very busy, they want to know who else is in the project. And then when you have the opportunity to say you can be the very first person in the project, that doesn't tend to work so well. But as the project built, and there were turning points in the project, like when Senator Edward Kennedy came in and Queen Noor of Jordan came in, and I think continued to lend additional credibility to it. It became easier to access people. And of course, the more people I had in the book, then the greater access I had. I would ask each person to refer me to one or two other people, which some people did and some people didn't. And some of those people worked out and some of those people didn't work out. And it's like a great big network of networking.
What guidance did you give those contributors when it came to telling their stories? What would you say to them? Say, this is what I would like to hear about.
Initially, my idea was, tell me about a book that inspired you and why. And I found that as it is for me, because I read so much, and I'm sure many of your listeners do, it's often difficult for people to point at a single book. And so I left it a little more open-ended about, tell me about books that inspired you and why, how books and reading touched your lives and why. and different people approach that in different ways. So some people discussed one specific book, and some people discussed many books that touched them in different areas of their lives.
One of the points that you make, and I think it's a very interesting one, and it's very clear in the book, is that what perhaps inspires one person does not necessarily inspire another. But it is the fact that it inspired that person to go on to do what they have done that is so fascinating.
Yes, it really touched me that, for example, the way Yo-Yo Ma describes In the World Is Just a Book Away, reading, because Yo-Yo Ma was born in France and French was a first language for him, and he read The Little Prince when he was very young. He came to America when he was very young. And then reading The Little Prince in English was a point of transition of him, for him, between cultures. And then he describes reading Sherlock Holmes and how fascinated he was in the detective stories and looking at everything in his life through the eyes of a detective, including his music, which I found very interesting. I just hadn't expected Yo-Yo Ma to be talking about Sherlock Holmes and the lens that it caused him to look at his music at the young age. And there are a lot of stories like that in The World Is Just a Book Away, about books that really surprised me, that touch different people in different ways.
So, of course, what I really want to know is other things that surprised you, of other books, of people, and you say, oh, really? That was the book that influenced them and inspired them?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, there are books that that don't necessarily seem surprising, but that are incredibly moving, because I would have conversations with a lot of these people before they worked on their submissions. And talking to Dr. Jane Goodall, who wrote the foreword for the World Is Just a Book Away, and also we'll probably talk later about the charity that came out of the book, the literacy charity. But listening to Jane Goodall talk about reading Dr. Doolittle when she was 7 or 8 years old at the top of her favorite tree, which is still at her house in England, but she says she can no longer climb it at 83, climbing to the top of her favorite tree and reading Dr. Doolittle and deciding to go to Africa and help the animals. That really, for me, I remember that specific moment. It really gave me goosebumps because I thought this is really the power of books. This little girl in England at a time when it was, seemed absolutely impossible that a girl would go off to Africa and live with the animals. And she just really made that decision when she was 8 years old because she had access to books that she was going to go to Africa and she was going to work with the animals. And she's 83 years old now and traveling 300 days a year and still working on helping us all understand the importance of the environment and our relationship with animals. That really, really moved me. And hearing Archbishop Tutu discuss how wise his father was to allow him to read comics, and it's really sort of fun to hear Archbishop Tutu talk about The Submariner and reading it when he was young, and The Lone Ranger riding across the plains, and I think he says sowing havoc among the ungodly, something to that effect. And just hearing him and his understanding in The World Is Just a Book Away of the wisdom of his father allowing him to fall in love with reading through comics, with the knowing that as long as he fell in love with reading, it really didn't so much matter what he read as a child, because he would develop his lifelong relationship with reading.
When I was looking through the collection, one of the things that struck me, I was reminded of this several times, that it's a different question to ask somebody what book inspired them as opposed to what book did they most enjoy. It's something that inspiration is something that you go back to repeatedly throughout your life, and it's as meaningful to you, or perhaps even more meaningful to you, the 8th, 12th, 15th time you read it than it was the first time.
Yes, and there are several people who talk about that. Jenny Ming, who founded Old Navy and now for The Gap and now runs Charlotte Russe, she talks about the fifth Chinese daughter and coming to America as an immigrant and how that book helped her integrate into American society and how she rereads it every 5 years, how she read it in college writing an essay, how she read it to her children, and now she has her first grandchild, expecting her second, and how she will be reading it to her grandchildren, and how each time she reads the book, she takes something different away from it.
60 stories here of books, and what do you hope ultimately people get out of it, of how they use it, of how they learn from it? Of course, part of it is just curiosity of what inspires these great people, but also I assume there's a want and a desire that, that these books will go further as well.
Yes. Well, as I said, I honestly speaking, I started off relatively selfishly because I wanted a list for myself of books to read, and then it grew. The World Is Just a Book Away grew from there. And my intention with the book, with The World Is Just a Book Away, is really twofold. One is that it will inspire readers to look at books they might not have otherwise considered in their lives. For example, Jane Fonda talks about the autobiography of Malcolm X in a very moving way and how it inspired her to become more involved with what was going on in America and the civil rights movement at the time. And that's not a book that just I had ever thought about before. So one hope is that people who read this book will be drawn to read books they might not have otherwise considered. And the other hope is that through writing the book, I decided to develop a children's literacy charity by the same name, or we call it WIJABA, which is the acronym for WIJABA, World Is Just a Book Away. And through that, we've built 90 libraries and two mobile libraries in three countries that have reached about 70,000 kids. And the proceeds, my profit from the book, will go to the charity. So the second intention is that the book will raise awareness about the plague of illiteracy and children's illiteracy around the world and help to buy books for children who have none.
Well, it's a fascinating project, and it is just a endlessly giving book in and of itself. It's The World Is Just a Book Away, an anthology edited by USC professor James Owens. James, thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you, and I look forward to being in the Berkshires back home. I'm from the Berkshires. I look forward to being back on December 7th. I'll be doing a signing at Lenox Library, and I look forward to seeing old friends and new. And thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. The World Is Just a Book Away. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.